This summer, the Utah Symphony will perform free concerts in state and national parks. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
The Symphony's tour from August 29th through September 2nd will include stops at Zion National Park, Dinosaur National Monument, and a stop in the town of Bluff, which is close to three national monuments, Hovenweep, Natural Bridges, and Bear's Ears, with chamber music stops in Cedar Breaks National Monument and Goblin Valley State Park. It's similar to a tour of Utah's national parks the Symphony took in 2014, says CEO and President Paul Meacham.
And the difference this time is that we're not going to exclusively perform in the national parks, the Mighty Five, but we are also going to be performing in some of the other national monuments and state parks.
Meacham noted that it's important to music director Terry Fisher to bring the Symphony to communities across the state. The Symphony's Vice President of Artistic Programming, Toby Tolakan, says the program is full of nature-inspired pieces, with an emphasis on the night sky.
Three pieces specifically that open the second half, where we start with Night on Bald Mountain, which a lot of people will know from the early Fantasia program. It's actually a pretty scary opening piece, but it does represent that kind of darkest part of night. And then we go to a couple of pieces that might be connected a little bit to Moonlight, which is the Clair de Lune of Debussy and the Song to the Moon of Rusalka.
The program also includes music by Native American composer Brent Michael Davids. The Symphony has partnered with the University of Utah's Consortium for Dark Skies and the Colorado Plateau Dark Sky Cooperative to host star parties following the outdoor performances. The concerts are free but require tickets, which are available through the Utah Symphony Ticket Office beginning May 31st. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.